You are tuned in to 89.1 KHOL, your community radio station. This is Brennan here with you, and I'm going to be introducing a new weekly feature that I will be including in my community affairs pieces each Friday. As you might have heard, I do a weekly interview with Wildfile, which is a newspaper that reports on the state of Wyoming and the state legislature. But I wanted to include something that had more of a local scope. So KHOL has partnered with the Jackson Hole News and Guide. You might be more familiar with the Jackson Hole Daily, but the Jackson Hole News and Guide is their weekly edition that is published every Wednesday. And we're going to be kind of following up on Fridays, diving deeper into an article that was published on Wednesday. This week, first up, is the town and state reporter, John Spina, who wrote in the Jackson Hole News and Guide Wednesday an article titled "Board Pulls Funding for Carnes Meadow." And John, since this is your first time here on the air at KHOL, I was wondering if you wouldn't mind just taking some time to introduce yourself to our listeners and what it is that you do as the town and state reporter at the Jackson Hole News and Guide.
So I cover a ton of housing and transportation. Those are the community values that are affecting everybody in town, that seem to affect every issue in town. I also cover the state legislature. So I work with Mike Grew, Andy Schwartz, Leland Christensen, Marty Halverson a lot, just to try to keep people in Teton County appraised of what's going on in Cheyenne, as well as taking a number of bills that are currently being discussed in the legislature and try to localize them here in Teton County.
And you attend town council meetings a lot.
Every other week.
So your story, like you covered for Carnes Meadow, you know, I'm sure most of our listeners are familiar with this area. If you've ever floated Flat Creek on the tubes, you've been through Carnes Meadows. But let's review exactly where Carnes Meadow runs. And what is this proposed project that you talked about in your story that we're talking about right now?
So Carnes Meadow runs east of the Start Bus Barn all the way over to Flat Creek Drive. And this is a project that has been on the books for a very long time, ever since Pete Carnes and the Carnes family sold this parcel to the town. The idea was to preserve it and keep it as a natural area in town. A lot of mule deer and moose use it as a wildlife crossing to get from Snow King across Broadway over into the Butte. And Pete always envisioned it as something the town of Jackson could use. So a pathway, a picnic area, a little parking area, and a restroom. One of the parcels just off of Carnes Meadow is even allowed to be used for affordable housing. So the land trust came forward as the Parks and Rec Department was putting together its five-year capital improvements plan and requested that this project be added into the queue. The land trust said they are not particularly aggressive about developing this, but they want to stay ahead of any development plans there to make sure that it does remain as natural as possible and is still able to be used by the wildlife to get across town safely. So their proposed plan includes a pathway, a restroom, and a parking area that would be completed in two different phases. But the Parks and Rec Board voted last Thursday that it did not want to commit funds to this project for architecture and engineering before it completed a comprehensive environmental review. So the town council will discuss how to move forward from this at the next meeting on February 5th. And the breadth and scope of that environmental analysis will be determined by the Planning Commission and likely a environmental consultant should the town decide they want to move forward with this. At which point, there's also a federal grant being used to create the pathway, which would require a NEPA process, a federal environmental review as well, before any of that money could be spent and construction can begin.
If you're just tuning in, I am here with John Spina. He is the town and state reporter for the Jackson Hole News and Guide. We're talking about his article he wrote this week in the Jackson Hole News and Guide titled "Board Pulls Funding for Carnes Meadow." This is going to be a new community affairs weekly feature. Each Friday, I'm going to be sitting down with a reporter from the Jackson Hole News and Guide, and we're going to be diving deeper into an article that they wrote in Wednesday's publication of the News and Guide. So this week I sat down with John Spina to talk about his article, Board Pulls Funding for Carnes Meadow. So John, in your story, you wrote that Brian Schilling, the director of Pathways, said that, mm-hmm. you know, this is still a timely project. The funds that they've been allotted have an expiration date. So the Environmental Protection Agency would have to start soon.
You know, Brian was saying it's really great. It's a $400,000 grant, but the Jackson Hole Land Trust has said they've raised money to complete this project. So obviously $400,000 is good and it will really help, but it's not, the town doesn't want to force this project through. So if the grant expires, so be it. The land trust has raised money to complete this project as well.
And there are some advocacy groups that you did talk about in your article that are opposed mm-hmm. to any development of any kind. One of the groups is the Friends of Carnes Meadow, which is an advocacy group of mostly landowners that live around the Carnes Meadow area. And I want to pull a quote from your article directly. Quote, "There have been a lot of comments made about the proposal, most opposed to the idea of any development, even though it is widely known that Pete Carnes always envisioned the land becoming a park when he sold it to the town." Mm-hmm. You know, I'm wondering, since you are a frequent attendee of town council meetings, being the town county reporter at the News and Guide, do you often see cases where, you know, people with the loudest opinions are there voicing their opinions, and others, you know, who might have conflicting opinions, but the voices aren't quite as loud, just not attending these meetings? Is that common?
So you do see the people who have the most to gain or lose on any different proposal showing up to the meetings. That being said, I think the town, and especially town manager Bob McLaurin, does a really, really good job of trying to pull in different voices, whether that's through written comments, emails, phone calls, whatever form it takes. So the town really searches out those opposing voices, and it can be difficult sometimes, but I think they take pride in the fact that they carefully balance both sides of the argument.
Well, John, what's next for you? Will you be at the town council meeting on February 5th?
Always. And then, of course, legislature starts up February 12th, so I'll be going down to Cheyenne to cover some of that. And me and the county reporter, Allie Gross, are working on a regional housing story. We're looking at whether or not it makes sense to look at Victor and Alpine for some of our affordable housing needs as we attempt to expand transportation and commuter routes out there.
Well, John, thanks for taking some time to come into KHOL mm-hmm. and talking about your latest article, Board Pulls Funding for Carnes Meadow.
Great. Thank you.
That was Jackson Hole News and Guide's town and state reporter, John Spina, talking about his latest article titled Board Pulls Funding for Carnes Meadow. Each Friday at this time, I'm going to be sitting down with a reporter from the Jackson Hole News and Guide and diving deeper into a story that they've written for their Wednesday publication. You can tune in next week to hear another story featured. This is your community radio station, 89.1 KHOL, Jackson.